Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. Let us go to the Consulate General of Ireland. The Deputy Consul General, Peter Ryan. You picked a great weekend, indeed, weather-wise, at least anyway, to celebrate the Rockaway Beach Breezy Point Irish Festival. And indeed, great celebrations down in the Rockaways, as in fact, which again makes a statement that far from the negativity that we read and the devastation, which is very real, Rockaway refuses point blank to lie down under even the wrath of Mother Nature. Peter.
Thanks, Adrian, and thanks for the opportunity to come on the program. Yeah, I mean, the spirit down there, frankly, is quite inspirational, and I mean, there's a lot of good things beginning to happen now, and I think the reopening of the beach for the summer season is such an important milestone down there for everybody in the Superstorm Sandy recovery effort. And yeah, we're really excited about the weekend, and thankfully Mother Nature has come to help us as well, so it looks like it'll be a fabulous weekend down there.
I think Mother Nature owes it to us at this stage of the game, and definitely to those in the Rockaway and indeed all of the communities. We should add, friends, that the Irish government, and that Peter in particular, through the Consulate General of Ireland, has from day one been extraordinarily supportive of and has been the Pied Piper in gathering what amounts to, believe it or not, 2,000 volunteers who have participated in helping the ravaged areas, including obviously the Rockaways and whatever, but in other areas like Staten Island and Brooklyn and Garrison Beach, areas like that. A great tribute, and you have the knack when it comes to coordinating, Peter, and we thank you and obviously Noel Kilkenny and the Irish government for the very supportive and active role that you've taken.
Sure, well, thanks very much for that. I think it's important for us to say that the reconstruction effort is continuing there. You know, there's an extraordinary amount of work still required, and that's part of what this weekend is all about. We have people coming out to work, help and work with Habitat for Humanity, which, as you know, is led by a great Irish-American, Jim Killoran.
Right.
And they've been active on the ground there since day one. And we're supporting in any and every way that we can Jim's work. And we're delighted that we'll have dozens of volunteers out again on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, I think, Adrian, what we're doing is that we've really spread the word about the Rockaway Irish Festival. And we've designated the Sunday a special gathering, Cush Rockaways.
Yes.
It's unique in New York in that it's an official gathering event, and you know how successful the gathering has been in terms of connecting the Irish community around the world back to Ireland.
Yes.
But this event is unique in that it's happening right here in New York, and that's a testament to the high esteem in which the Irish-American community is held by everybody at home in Ireland. So we have a great day planned for Sunday. The Cunningham Brothers, the Breezy Point Pipe Band, a whole series of...
Yeah, Sinéad Law, Canny Brothers, U2, Unforgettable Fire Band.
That's right.
Andy Cooney, Celtic Cross, Cunningham Brothers,
yeah.
Jameson Revenge, Narrowbacks. And that's only some of the lineup of entertainment. So
Absolutely.
If you're going for a quiet spot, then you better get on to the beaches, which are actually open again, despite the enormous task of renovation.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a huge amount of work going on there, and I think the festival is geared to support St. Camilla's Parish, as you know, which was a parish that was devastated in Superstorm Sandy. And very specifically, you know, some of the funding that will be raised will be going to the rebuilding, the refurbishment of the parish centre, which is used by all the community on Rockaway Beach. And I think that the fact that there will be Irish people coming from Manhattan, from the Bronx, from Queens, from Mineola, from all the different boroughs, is extraordinary that we're going to join together on Saturday and Sunday out in Rockaway Beach, support the work of the Ancient Order Hibernians out there, support the wider Irish community there, and support the entire community out there. So, yeah, it promises to be quite a day. And as I say, it's an official gathering event, so it's wonderful to be able to say thank you to the Irish Metal volunteers who came out last year, as you said earlier, to help, and many of whom have continued to go out every weekend.
Yeah, so, and we should point out also, lest we forget, that this weekend is dedicated to honour the men, the women of the New York Police Department, City of New York Fire Department, the Department of Sanitation, Parks Department, all of those who we take for granted, you know, well, they were doing their job anyway. Many of them still can be very much listed as part of the volunteer force. I think those in the Rockaways and those who are in those areas, in the areas that are ravaged, are seeing the same uniformed service first responders on their own time coming back to help out in the resurrection of what in fact was unconscionable in terms of thinking about how, where to even start a rebuild.
That's right, and I think one of the things that strikes all of us, you know, the first responders better than I ever will, but I mean, I'm just absolutely stunned that people who lost their own homes, including the sanitation workers out there, we're still in reporting for work. We're still in reporting to be volunteers. Are still spending their weekends out there and giving up their time and giving up their help to the community. And really, what we're doing on Sunday, I suppose, is firstly to boost the morale a little bit out there and to demonstrate that we're all here as one united community to help one another. And secondly, as you say, to pay tribute to the work of the first responders. And thirdly, I suppose, it's a great celebration of Irish culture because you have a wonderful mix of Irish and Irish-American musicians and cultural performers from right across the Irish spectrum. So it's going to be a great day for all of the families to come out. And we might do a little cross-promotion of the gathering in Ireland, too, somewhere along the way. So
I would
encourage everyone to come out to be part of it.
I think that would be a good idea because at the rate that people are heading over to Ireland for the gathering Ireland 2013, you might as well catch them before they leave. There are so
absolutely.
Many.
Absolutely, the interest is huge.
Huge.
The interest is absolutely huge,
and the numbers to, and the numbers are holding up. And indeed, the East Coast of the United States, they're doing their bit. But I do want to mention. This is a sound and a solid reminder, though, that a lot needs to be done. And we should spare a thought for those who, in a matter of hours, were dispossessed, lost everything that they ever owned, and in fact are now in limbo. They don't know, despite all of the positive articles that we see and hear and read, the promised money is very slow off the mark. Many don't know whether they'll ever be able to go back to their homes or to the Rockaways or to any of the areas that have been devastated. Pretty awful. So whereas we congratulate and we are very happy about the survival number one and the 2,000 volunteers which are coordinated indeed through the consulate General of Ireland, and the Irish agencies, the Aisling Centre in Yonkers, the New York Irish Centre in Long Island City, and obviously the Emerald Isle Immigration Centre. Those are the touchstone and the spots that dedicate their efforts every day to remind people that all is not well, that all is and that help is going to be needed not just this weekend, but into the, you know, way into the future.
Yes, and I think it's wonderful that the centres continue to be engaged out in the areas that were devastated by Superstorm Sandy. They'll be all represented there on Sunday. So if people do have any issues they want to raise directly with them or indeed with ourselves, and if there's anything that we can do in any shape or form, we'd be only too delighted to do that. We have such a groundswell of support and active people in the community between the Emerald Guild, between the Irish Network,
Absolutely.
The Irish Business Organization, all these groups. They're just extraordinary. The GAA people have been out there as well. I mean, together we can move mountains, and I think that's so the response to Sandy is the best example of that, Adrian.
We'll see you there at some point over the weekend. And again, this is a celebration, and it is a recognition for the 2,000 plus volunteers who have been there, who responded when it was absolutely necessary, many of whom continue to help out. So it is a festival weekend, and it also is an opportunity for, you know, for some volunteers to come back and not only see the fruits of their labors, but also to again, make sure that our efforts, joint efforts, again, are very necessary and need to be followed up. And there's no reason to believe that the same goodwill and indeed the great work of the volunteers is not going to continue. That's not like us.
Exactly. Adrian, and thanks to yourself and to Anya for all of your help all the way along with the two Irish Days of Action and with Sunday. And indeed, thanks to the Irish Examiner, Irish Echo, and Irish Voice. And,
absolutely.
Without whom we simply couldn't have made this possible.
Nor could the agencies that are there and responsive. And I think I speak for, again, the Aisling, Emerald Isle, and the New York Irish Centre, and many others throughout the country that have the not only the financial support, but the massive commitment of the Irish government in what is something that is indeed on the right path to recovery, but a long way from being there yet. Peter, for those at this stage of the game who are going down, there's a website. It is www.irishfest.aohdiv21, that's aohdivision21.com. And, are indeed friends for that matter. You can get on to, I'll give you a telephone number here, Michelle Doyle, who is at 212-684-3366. And Peter, thank you. Again, a great gathering. And we should explain the word cush, which is beside the sea. It's a very Gaelic word. It's associated since Ireland is an island surrounded by the sea. We all grew up with the expression cush farraga.
Exactly. And where else would you be at the beginning of summer, the beginning of June? So it's wonderful.
By the sea.
Thanks. Thanks for everything. Thanks, Gormaga Patrick. Thank you.
Gormaga Patrick. I've got Peter Ryan there, friends, who is the Deputy Consul General at the Consulate General of Ireland. This weekend's the Rockaway Irish Festival. This stage, go there. We'll see you there tomorrow in particular. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.